and welcome to Greenwich Pantry. This is the Greenwich Pantry podcast, Life is for Cooking. Well, how are you today? How are you enjoying the cold and how are you enjoying your food? Today I'm going to be talking about food and autumn. And one of the most exciting things that happens in the autumn is Christmas. Yes, Christmas is literally 4.5 weeks away. And how exciting that must be for so many of us. Maybe this year it'll be a little bit different, but let's look on the positive side of things and at least enjoy the food that we have. So I'm going to be talking to a number of families and Greenwich Pantry friends from all over the world, and they're going to be sharing their experiences about food and Christmas and what they think might be different for them this year. Stay tuned. So today I'm here talking to one of our listed foodies whose name is Toby. Toby's been on the show before, but would you like to introduce yourself again?
Hi there, I'm Toby. I'm 20 years old and I'm from London.
So Toby, what are you looking forward to at Christmas, and do you think that Christmas food will be different for you this year?
Yes, I think it will be. I think it has to be due to the amount of food that I've been consuming over this lockdown period. It's given me a lot of time to cook and eat and try out different flavours. So this Christmas is going to be a mixture of the different skills that I've learned over the lockdown period, and mixing flavours together, really.
That sounds interesting. So what is your typical Christmas dish going to be like this year?
Well, this year it's going to be quite similar to what I've had in previous years. So I'm of Nigerian heritage, so I tend to have a lot of jollof rice, which is a traditional Nigerian rice meal, kind of like a staple dish in Nigerian culture. That along with Nigerian fried rice, which is rice fried with mixed vegetables, with onions, and flavoured with a little bit of curry powder and seasoning. And then an array of different meats, so hopefully some chicken, some lamb, and I think this year I'd like to have salmon again. I've had it on a couple of years, but I've been eating a lot of fish recently, and salmon is definitely up there with my top fish, so yes, we'll be having that, hopefully.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned salmon, because for me, salmon is one of those fishes that I like all year round, but something about it at Christmas time makes it really, really special. And I like to flavour mine with lime and lemon and all kinds of spices that I wouldn't normally put in the salmon in a different time of the year. How do you like to flavour your salmon? Because you mentioned that you love to eat it with jollof rice, or you would be having an array of different things. But what sort of seasonings do you think go well with your salmon dish and jollof rice?
I think this year I'm just going to go with something quite simple. A honey soy glaze, so kind of an Asian influence, but that tends to go really nice with the jollof. Quite sticky, sweet, but a hint of saltiness in it really, really helps to bring out the flavours of the jollof rice. I'd recommend you guys try it.
Okay, so what about desserts then? What are your favourite Christmas desserts, and what will you be trying out this year, or will you just be buying it from the store?
I think it's going to be a mixture, really. I mean, unfortunately, I'm not like a typical Christmas treat lover, so I'm not the biggest fan of mince pies. However, I do love gingerbread, so I'm going to be having a lot of gingerbread with icing on it. My favourite shop, Selfridges, tends to sell that, or the shortbread in particular, which I love to get from Greenwich Pantry. That's probably the best shortbread that I've ever had, if I'm being honest with you. So I'd recommend you go buy it from them this Christmas. Also, things like cheesecake, apple crumbles, but with apple crumble, it has to be homemade. Homemade with 75% crumble and 20% apple, with a drizzle of double cream on it, really makes the flavours come out.
Wow, your Christmas table is going to be full. Very, very interesting. So we've talked about your main dish and we've talked about your dessert. Is there anything else that you think really you can't miss out of your Christmas table, even in a lockdown year like this one?
I think that this... I'm not too sure, to be honest. I think there's a couple of things that I can't miss. Mm-hmm.
What about drinks?
Drinks? Schlur. If there's no schlur, it's not Christmas, really. And over the last couple of years, I've actually liked to make my own... I like to make my own kind of apple... spiced apple juice, which is really nice. So how I tend to make that is I add some cloudy apple with a hint of cinnamon, a little bit of lemons in it, and just let that simmer for a bit on the pot. That really, really, really hits home deliciously, deliciously.
Thank you so much, Toby, for sharing your Christmas delights. Well, I hope that you're going to be full up. It does certainly sound like you will be.
Definitely. I'm going to have to go to the gym in January. It's calling my name.
Thank you, Toby. In some ways, food doesn't have to be so different. Well, I mean, I guess it all depends on what you mean by different, because if you've been doing a lot of cooking this year, there is argument to say that that difference will make a step change in what you normally have for Christmas, because you would have been doing a lot of cooking and experimenting with flavors like Toby was, and you will therefore be making new things and creating an array of dishes and textures in your food that you may not necessarily have done in previous years. And I'm guessing that a lot of people also want to avoid the shops if they can. So this year it may be about searching for ingredients and searching for good quality things that you can use in your cooking. And don't forget that cooking is not necessarily something that has to be complicated. If you are not able to cook for whatever reason, there may be other ideas that you can get from making things. And again, I think with making food, very often we're relying on good quality ingredients to help us get that flavor that we want and that tantalizes our taste buds much more than if we were to buy a lesser quality ingredient. So yeah, I mean, I think that there are lots of different options, and we should certainly be able to explore those options and have a wonderful Christmas. Thank you for listening to our podcast. We'll be back with more food ideas and hints and tips to make your table an array of delicious food at Christmas. In the meantime, subscribe, share, feedback, and let us know how you're getting on. Bye for now.